Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore!
Huh. There you go.
Thank you to DJ Jesse the Body Kennedy.
No, that was Brant's nickname.
Well, yeah, so Brant the Body. So, Jesse, what's your... DJ Jesse, what's your... Are you just DJ Jesse?
DJ Jesse J.
Jesse J. Oh, Pauly D. That's right. Because your idol, Pauly D. Okay. Yes. Very
and
good.
You know what? I'm glad this week we're going to be back in rare form, unlike last week. Last week was kind of a fluff episode. We talked about boobs and we talked about, you know, Italy and things like that. And we got the nice cultural side of things. This time, we're ready to break down four things for you.
And that is Phil the Thrill Svitek here with your host, Kevin K. Wawandagar. Yes, I apologize. I was not here last week. Of course, I did see the episode. And it was definitely introductory. I called Phil the Thrill and DJ Jesse immediately following it in kind of a panic. I said, oh my goodness, after the first episode, I said, is it over, guys? Is it over? This is boring. I'm afraid the magic is gone. And Phil, you know, you
it's the first episode.
And you assured me in Miami it was the same way. Yeah. First episode, very slow. Just we're kind of touching the water. We're feeling things out. Everyone's kind of calm.
The good news is, to give some news and gossip real quick, the number stuck. 8.8, I believe, something like that, million viewers.
For tonight's episode?
For the premiere.
For the premiere.
That word.
Right, but then, of course, everyone's going to come for that, but is it going to, you know, fall down? That's what I'm concerned about, because that was a very slow episode. Tonight, though, we're seeing
I would say
the can of worms is about to open. I mean, the can of whoop-ass is about to open. I think we're going to be okay. I just was nervous after that first episode, and like I said, you said to me, no, Kev, first episode's always that way, and I remember Miami was slow the first time. So, I mean, we see Dina, we see the gang is back, and what I'm trying to watch for is how fame is affecting these guys in the off season. You know, I'm concerned as they come back, it's harder for them to be who they are because they're changing, they're evolving. But what I'm seeing with tonight's episode is the more it changes, the more it stays the same. And I happen to like that. And we'll get into all the different, we'll talk about how it stayed the same. And I know a lot of people don't like the fact that it stays the same. I know I hear from all the critics, like, please no more Sammy and Ronnie. But it's quite frankly, I'd just be bored if they were sightseeing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, but we'll get into it. I mean, my thoughts on that first week, you know, Ronnie.
Well, what about the pizza shop?
Before we get to pizza shop, let me give my thoughts on you. We're here. You guys gave your take on episode one. Now let me give my take, because that's the only one that matters on this show. I see Sammy a little thicker, a little chubbier. It works on her. And I see JWoww just, and even Snooki thinner. JWoww especially, you see it in her face, much, much thinner. And I see Situation just was very dazed in that first episode. I mean, I don't know if it's substance. I don't know if it's he's tired and worn out from this.
I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say it's jet lag.
Jet lag. Okay, it's jet lag. Well, you know, he was much more The episode opened tonight with him creeping around, and it seemed like he got more coherent as it went on. But I'm very concerned because he generally tires out. I've always said
I feel like he's gained weight.
He's gained some weight,
Jesse.
If
you look in his face, he has... You know when people drink a lot of alcohol, they gain that fattiness in their cheeks? That's what I see with him.
And you know what? And especially like a pure alcohol, not a beer, you'd get that. You know, right. Beers would be more in your stomach. But you're right with the face. I was going to say, you know, I know steroids do that too. And I'm not saying he is or he isn't, but I think you're right about the alcohol. And when we've seen him in the prior seasons, he's tired out by the end. And I know that's always been the same argument. Like, no. But yes. He tires out because I think this guy really, he gives it his all. I mean, he knows he has to tell a story. He knows he has to be on. There's only so much one man can give, even the great situation.
He's been better at telling the story in past seasons. And this season, in both the episodes that I've watched, you can see, I think he's so tired that it's so obvious when he's faking it for the camera.
That he's trying. Okay, well, we're going to get into him later. And Jess, I want to know from you when you think he's putting us on and when he's just being himself. And I do feel, and we'll talk about it, I feel like this time he's so tired that we are just getting the truth. But, all right. We're at the pizza shop, okay? We've seen them in our favorite place, the T-shirt store. Ice cream or gelato shop was whatever. Now we're making pizzas. What are your thoughts, Phil?
Again, it speaks to, for those of you who remember, Brant Penvidich, who's a reality show producer. He was talking about you got to put them back in their element so that they stay humbled and whatever. And so, fine, fair enough. But I had a bigger question of, okay, JWoww gets in there. And she's all excited to be making pizza so that she can tell, you know, when she's
so she can tell her kids, quote,
bitch, I made pizza. Why would you say that to your kids?
To your kids, bitch. When she's 80, mind you. Shit, when I'm 80, I'm going to tell my kids.
Like, I understand, like, okay, someone goes at you. Yo, listen, JWoww, you can't make pizza. Hey, bitch, I made pizza in Italy.
No, bitch, that's how they're going to talk to the kids. We want the kids. Phil, why do you want to mess this up?
I don't want to mess it up.
No, we might have more kids that could give us more entertainment.
I just felt that was a little, you know what I mean?
It just encapsulates who these guys are, which is why I love them. But I think the pizza shop, fine. We've always felt it's an aside. It's really just window dressing, right? At the end of the day, it's just another set that they're on. It doesn't really affect them. There's no stakes. It's not like they're going to get fired.
And it's
like the pizza, the t-shirt shop season one did have stakes.
Yeah.
Because they were able to, that's how Angeline pretty much blew her old career right in that moment.
Well, the whole point is.
But here we're not going to have stakes. I mean, the stars, you're not, you know, the pizza shop guy is not going to have a say over these guys' career.
But I think it gets, if nothing else, obviously, like the house, it gets them all together. But, you know, in this situation.
Good place for hangover talk.
Good place for hangover talk, and it isolates people, so you're kind of. You're back talking someone else. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
you're right. We at the gelato shop. We saw a lot of that, and that was helpful.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Especially when you get two people who aren't getting along and make them work a shift together.
Yeah.
Or you get two people, as you said, maybe that were a little distant, right? Or in cahoots, even better. But even if they're a little distant, they kind of get on the same page in that moment.
Yeah.
So okay. So we're fine with the pizza shop. Great. Moving on, right? We're done with that. All right. Let's get into Dina and Polly. I mean, Dina is all up in his grill. She wants this guy big
I mean, that's
time.
Where we left off, and that's where we open up with the kiss.
And I feel that's genuine.
Yeah.
I think that girl wears it on her sleeve. She's being very genuine. Would you agree, Jesse?
Absolutely.
With Dina? So I think she's really attracted to this guy. And do you buy that she can just be a friend with benefits, or do you think it's like all girls who really, really can't?
No, I don't think she can. I think she puts it on. I think she could do it with anybody else, but I think she likes Pauly D because of his personality, and she's gained that friendship with him. And in the reality of it, when you gain that friendship with somebody who you can do all this stuff with, she's going to want ties.
Yeah.
And Snooki admitted it.
It would happen, right? And he's so smart. He's keeping his distance. You know, I think he's probably... We've talked about this off air, Jess. He's probably the wisest of the bunch. I mean, him and Vinny, but even Vinny has his moments where I can see he's a little immature, he's a little insecure, where he's overly trying.
I mean, he's out of everybody, him and Snooki, I believe, have the, you know, the
business wise
longest career.
Yeah. Yes. Agreed. But I think that He seems the smartest. I mean, as far as, or the most balanced.
Maybe that's the word. Because it's like situation's too much of a jerk off. Vinny is too sweet. And when he is a jerk off, it's like, oh.
Well, that's what I mean. He's trying. He's immature. He's still finding his way a little bit. He's not immature. He's just young. Vinny's in his mid-20s, and he's finding his way with all of this. Right. I mean, there's a goodness in him. I think that'll always be there. He's going to be centered because he comes from a good family. But, you know, this is overwhelming for anybody. You know, all the fame that he's enduring and he's dealing with. So I see him finding his way. I'd say he's second, but I think Paulie's the one that's the most balanced.
All right, quick question, though. Has Vinny found the way with the beard? Yes. Because that was his big thing.
Yes.
You know, no one's going to recognize me. I'm a new man now. I got the beard.
Because he has a beard. Okay, and your question is what?
Is that true? Has he found the way?
No. Right. No, I don't think so. I do see him trying hard. I see him
in better shape.
He's in better shape. He's much thicker. He's much more. He's
more cut than he was.
He's more everything, but he's thicker too. I mean, and cut. He's got both muscle and cut. Yeah, he went to work. I mean, I know people in New York who've seen him in all the gyms.
Which, by the way, I mean, I think it amounts to the fact that initially, you know, he was very much against the Pauly Ann situation.
And when he was young and he was criticizing them, oh, you're an old man picking up girls, blah, blah, blah.
He was not into the GTL lifestyle either.
Right, no, he wasn't. And then when he realized, can't beat him.
Join him.
Yeah, and then when he went GTL, that's when things got better for him, I think. Much more fun. Yeah, I like him. I like seeing him, you know, him embrace it more. But I think it's smart of Pauly. Pauly's keeping his distance, avoiding. Very sloppy kiss of the two of them. Jesse, did you see their makeout?
Yes.
Kind of gross, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what was the comment about, like, Dean is a good kisser, I'm a good kisser. We're just both good kissers.
I mean, I don't know who do you know, Phil, that's ever said, I'm a really bad kisser. Have you guys ever met anyone saying, I'm a bad kisser?
Yeah, but I'd expect, I mean, everyone likes to think
they're good.
Dina, it really wasn't that great of a kisser. You know what I mean? You kind of at least say that.
No, who's going to say that, Phil? Who's going to say they're not a great kisser?
You wouldn't say you're a bad kisser, but you would say the other person's a bad kisser.
Maybe, but she kind of kissed the same way as him.
I think they're both the bad kissers, and I think they were just really drunk.
And like trying hard with the biting of the bottom lip and just, I think they're better off. I'd rather just, he's smart. Don't go there.
Wait, but nothing was worse. Nothing was worse than the situation's face while he was getting.
Oh my God. Well, can we save that? Cause please. God. That was, it's a whole other thing. All right. Let's go to Sammy and Ronnie. Okay, right. we put the pot on the stove and we just turned on the thermostat and it's just it's not boiling yet, but it's bubbling. Steam is coming out of the pot.
It is. We're an episode and a half in. However, I thought we agreed. I'm gonna stop being a bitch and I'm gonna be single Ronnie. And I'm going to get filthy, and I'm going to get dirty, and I'm going to be in rare form.
Agreed, but he doesn't have, he doesn't have the endurance for it. He just doesn't. Every time he's single Ronnie, it's 90 drinks, the ridiculous Ronnie dance, which went from impressive to begin with, Jesse.
Sloppy.
To like, no, but, and sloppy, but also like, it seems like it's just that one move. Well, I almost want to learn how to do it. It should just become the Ronnie dance.
And also, I think he's...
Can we get Kat Bayless? Who do you guys have from So You Think You Can Dance? Who are our dancers at AfterBuzz?
Well, Kat could definitely... I don't know if Kat could actually teach you how to do that.
I want someone to teach me. I want to learn the dance.
See, I think... Well, here's the problem with the So You Think You Can Dance people. They are not going to teach... First off, they don't know how to do head down, ass up.
Oh, okay, because that's a dance, right? Yeah, that's a great...
You know
that's
Christina.
Christina will know it. But his dance, like, remember the first season? He's like, I don't know what it is. I've always been a great dancer. And we see him go out and light up the dance floor. But now I'm just seeing that same move over and over and over. Now, like, it's four seasons in. It's the same Ronnie move. And as you said, Jesse, now it's like, it's sloppy. on top of it. But I don't. I think that he only knows how to have 100 drinks and like 20 girls, and then that only like lasts a week before he wants his little fat Italian girl cooking in the kitchen for him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Or hold his hand and going to the movies right with him. Sure. Who do we got?
Caller, you're on the line. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is probably Ed Bowling.
Yo, this is Ed Hardy Bowling.
Oh, no, no. It's Ed Bowling for Dollars. What's up, baby?
First of all, I can teach anybody who wants to know it the Ronnie Dance.
Okay, good. All right, so will you teach me next week?
Next week we're going to do Jersey Shore Dance Party for like 5 minutes in the studio.
Can we pre-tape this?
I'm calling your bluff.
Calling what bluff?
No, because you told me that, well, I won't say with who, but you went out to the club and said, I've never seen a rave before. There were lights everywhere. There were so many people. I was walking through the crowd.
That was a club that I went to. It was in Orange County, and it looked like something out of Vegas. That's all. I had never been to a big old thing like that. But
tell me, okay, just overall thoughts on the episode tonight, and then I want to get you on Sammy and Ronnie. Overall thoughts on tonight's episode.
Okay, overall thoughts on the episode was, we had a strong comeback from the first episode, which was just setting us up and getting us ready. There's so much. I mean, I've been listening to you guys, and I've been agreeing and disagreeing and stuff. So, I mean, what do you want me to say? Come on.
No,
Jersey Shore.
Right. I know how you feel. You and Ian Kaiser Sose are from the AfterBuzz left wing.
Yeah, I mean,
not really quite seeing eye to eye with the kids from the shore.
The other day, they all have a problem and they should have themselves checked.
Oh,
I mean, Jesus.
Bro,
look at what's her name? Sammy. She sits there and she hears the dude say that he had sex with 4 girls in 3 days. And then the next minute she's saying, I love you, let's cuddle.
You know what that's called, Ed?
Yeah, I know what it's called.
That's called being a girl.
It's called take your pill.
That's being a girl. No, Ed, that's a girl in her early 20s. Come on. That's what's so infuriating when you're a guy. It's like the crappier you treat them, the more they come, right? At that age.
I mean, yeah.
Until they hit, like, most of them get healthy. Yeah.
But for example, Dina, that's what my take is on her. She is basically very needy. She needs approval. She needs to be liked. I mean, come on, the first night in the house, you know, back in the other season, she strips naked in front of the situation.
100%. But young, Ed, we are not like you at 22. You were just amazing and just completely self-actualized.
I thought Dina was very smart. She understood the situation, was the man of the house, so she needed the alpha male's approval. So
thank you.
How do you get
thank
it?
You, thrill.
Stripped out of front.
Thank
the
you.
Thrill,
excellent
the
point.
Giving credit to Dina's a strategist now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She's a genius.
And maybe it's because I saw I saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and I understand now strategy better and the primitive nature
of it. The apes had to work together.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to see that.
Yeah, because the apes have to work together.
Okay.
So they have to work. These guys are better when they work together.
That's right.
I think you're giving a little too much credit there. I think it's just a raw.
You know what I notice about Sammy though, and speaking to my point about, you know, forgiving them because they're young, but when I look at Sammy and JWoww especially, they're hitting that age that women hit where this is getting old. And I said this last season, and I want you guys to, you know, the fans to watch these episodes closely. Watch especially Sammy, but also watch Jenny.
Yes,
they're getting more and more bored at the club. This is, you know, they're women. It's like they're clock's tick where it's like, you know what, this is old. I want to be with a guy. I want to be in a steady relationship. I don't, you know. And of course the problem with why Sammy gets riled up is she's really hung up on Ronnie. So she's sitting there bored, she's watching someone she loves just get drunk, not care about her, hit on 20 other guys, girls, and that makes her, it's making her more crazy. But I'm seeing so much boredom. Look at some of those cutaways, just watch carefully. They just look like they're so over. They're so like trying to have fun, but they're not really having fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, to be honest, you look at Snooki. I mean, why the hell isn't Snooki having 9 drinks with Ronnie? I mean, that's her thing.
Right.
You know,
right.
She came back to the house sober.
Yeah, she's got a boyfriend. You know, she's thinner and she's got the boyfriend at home. And again, like, it's just what you see in most women. It's winding down. You know, the career's coming to an end.
I think one of the most unfortunate things as far as, you know, entertaining things that happened on the show was for JWoww to move from that old boyfriend who she was real sort of, you know, she was being risky with Paulie, you know, back in the other season. And then she ended up breaking up. But now she's learned a lesson, and she's really well behaved now that she's got Roger waiting for her at home.
Right.
You know, and that makes her a real sort of a boring aspect when they're out.
Listen, Ed, and this is, we'll probably argue about this a lot, but at the end of the day, why I love this show and I love these kids so much is as flawed as they are and as highly entertaining as they are, which is what I love about them as well, I do believe they're all good kids. And I see it in these episodes. Listen, you know, why isn't she making out with... Come on, we're in L.A. How many girls in L.A. Would leave a guy back home, do a show like this, know that the more they banged around and played around, bigger their fame would get? They would totally cheat, and, you know, and all these girls are really decent with their guys back home. They really... I'm sorry to tell you. And Dina's single, so she's entitled.
Hey, it's a free country. You can say whatever you want. But I think it's because they're on TV, and they know that, and even if they're not doing the show, if they go did something with somebody, that they're going to be... somebody's going to snap a picture.
I just think they're very bored, and I don't... You really think JWoww cameras off is cheating on Roger?
I think she probably isn't, because she's scared that the cameras are on
off. But cameras off... When she's in New York, L.A., Jersey, whatever. She's cheating on him?
No way.
In other words, it's like this. It's like any of these people that's got paparazzi following them continuously. She knows that she can't go out. You know, let's say she goes, she does like...
You think that's the reason?
The reason is because they're on blast 24/7 now. If it wasn't the case, then somebody could woo JWoww away from Roger or whoever else.
But JWoww's never been like that.
She's
even
not
since
like
the
that.
Beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
No,
Get
she
the hell
was
out
not.
Of here. Are you kidding me?
No.
Look at what she did the season when she came to the show in the beginning. She had a boyfriend. She got with Paulie right away in the club. Come on.
And this is exactly what happens at the beginning of
that was because that was the first season, and that's because they didn't realize, you know.
But don't
like
you
this,
think, Ed, she was younger, like, and that's just what you do when you're younger? And I just kind of feel like it's these guys are all, they're hitting an age where the girls just naturally want to settle down.
Younger what? 2 years? Come on.
2-3 years? Yeah, and then in a girl's life, absolutely. I think that's a long time. I think guys, we're so much slower. In our process, I think we have to get to our early 30s. But I think with them, it starts early 20s to late 20s. I think that's when it's...
I mean, I agree with you that I like the guys. I like the girls. I like them. I want them to be okay. But yeah, I think that if the any maturity happened and they grew up, it was accelerated because they're on TV.
It could be. But I just know that there's not a lot of girls who still go to clubs hardcore at 28. Like
that's
20 to 24, 25.
Well, don't forget this, that we learned from Ronnie, I think in the middle or so of last season, that he stopped watching the show. He didn't want to see himself anymore. And look who's the one who's still acting a fool. He's the one, because he's not making that connection that, look, I'm on TV. I mean, of course he knows it, but it's different. The other people are sitting there watching.
I think he's got a drinking problem, to be honest, because he can't handle it. Yeah. I mean, when he drinks, when guys like just go do one extreme or the other, they're either sipping or they're blacked out, there's a problem. So I think he can't handle it. I also don't think he can handle fame, and I also don't think he knows what to do with this.
No, you're right.
He doesn't know how to behave, so it's like the easiest thing is just like get drunk and just make out with 4 or 5 girls at once and then go to the other extreme, which is, okay, I need my girlfriend to cuddle with at night.
Yeah, to be honest, after I watched the first couple of seasons, I fully expected to see Ronnie from Jersey Shore hitting all the covers of all the Muscle magazines.
Right.
He could be banking in, he could be making himself a brand right now.
Right.
And you know, instead of doing random girls or whatever, he could be totally building like an empire for himself.
But he doesn't have the sureness, and you see it in that one commercial he did. He doesn't seem sure of himself in the commercial, I don't think. I think he's not, whereas I saw Snooki in her commercial, very sure of herself, very confident, was dynamite. Whereas him, and it's too bad because, like, it's not too bad because he's obviously doing fine, but he could be doing, you're right, he could be doing a lot better. And I think that's what he could hang his hat on, where Paulie D's hanging it on DJ, he could be hanging it on Muscle. But, but I mean, you know, back with the girls, I do see that they seem very bored But you know what? You know, even to watch something very small, like when Ronnie was drunk and he had a piece of toilet paper stuck to his eye. Do you notice who took it off his face?
J-Wow.
Right, and that, so why would she do that?
Because she's sober, and she knows, look.
Okay,
she,
but then what? But then, but why? Go ahead.
She's yes. the big sister.
Right.
Of the family.
And doesn't you think that takes a decency?
Well, and I want to say this too about J-Wow. If you notice, she's always been more focused on her body, and I feel like with this show, she doesn't like to go out to parties. She's not hooking up with guys. She's not causing attention in that way. So the only way she can really, you know, keep up with these guys is being the girl with the big tits and, you know, the nice body.
Be the hottie.
Yeah, and yeah. That's what she is, and that's what she's banking on. And I kind of feel like she'll go more into the route of...
A vixen.
Vixen slash exercise videos and in that sense of it.
Right.
So I think she's trying... And we've always heard she's had more... She has an educational background, and she wants to get into producing. And so I think, yes, she did see herself on the show. But at the same time, I do believe that that's her personality. I think she looked at herself and said, that's trashy to me. Like, I have a guy. I'm not going to be dancing up on all these guys. And
yeah, I know. I just, and I, but I sometimes I just look for little things. You know, I look for little things. It's sometimes just characters revealed in just little actions. And I think, as you said, being the big sister, taking the toilet paper off Ronnie's eye, like, she doesn't have to do that. And she even just reached her hand out and kind of kept her face away from camera. So, you know, she did it like really quick, like, okay, I know you're going out to have fun, but like you said, like the big sister, like a mom, I think there's a decency to that. I don't think it was, it's where so when situation kind of does good things, he's doing it for camera. He's doing
well,
it for camera.
I agree with you. She's got the big sister thing going on, obviously. I think it's largely in part because she is not drinking as much as other people. So she's staying sober.
Right.
But don't forget this, too.
But peel away more layers, Ed. But peel away more layers, like, because she's decent. And what I'm saying is, when you
I'm telling you that it's happening because there's a byproduct of this thing that
this,
they're doing.
This show's making her decent? I don't agree.
No.
Yeah. And also, listen to this. Don't forget this. I don't know if you guys have ever been in a situation where you have, like a group, right? And then one person or one portion of the group kind of acts out in some extreme way. Well, guess what? Then the other people, they really sort of settle in and they watch if it's going to be a situation that's dangerous. They've seen this whole Sammy Ronnie thing go crazy. And so immediately, remember what J-Wow said? She goes, as soon as Ronnie and Sammy started talking, everybody changed. The mood for everybody changed. And so
agreed. But when you talk about a group, yes, there's people in groups who do things. This part of the what? Part of the scenery, part of the what's it? Part of the landscape, part of the problem, and part of the solution. And that's what people break down into. So people in a group don't necessarily run to put the fire out. A lot of people stand there and watch, or even run away and go, "Hey, I don't want to be involved in this." I'm just saying, like, I think the fact that she would reach out to help, I think there's a decency, and I see it in all the kids, actually. And when I think of the other reality shows, they're heinous, the characters. They're absolutely heinous. These guys, they might be ignorant, they might be obnoxious, they might be able to, but there's a decency underneath them all. And that's why I really like them and root for them. And
well, I'm not going to disagree with that. I'm not going to say that there's no decency. I think that there is. I think that,
and more, I mean, so, and I think more, Ed, than the other reality shows. Than the other crazy, reality shows, I mean. You know, where they reward people for just being heinous. You know.
Yeah. Agreed. And these guys have these outlandish personalities, and so people kind of lump them in. But in actuality, they're not these heinous people. That I agree with.
Oh, good. It's a classic dysfunctional family, which is, you know, why we love them. Why love to watch them. And, you know, on a side note, I went to dinner with Mark Cronin a few weeks ago, and Mark produced all the Rock of Love shows, the Flavor of Love shows, all those shows, and he was telling me that Stockholm Syndrome sets in. He's like, what we learned was anytime you put a group of people together, there are certain things that they do. He's like, it doesn't matter how famous they are. It doesn't matter what kind of front they're going to try to put up. All that slides away. And he's like, by the end of all the series he's done, he's like, we almost have it down to the day. How they're going to, day one, day two, day three, all the different like stages they go through. He's like,
wow.
But you get the reality. You know, the mask falls off. There's no one who's been able to keep it on, you know, for the entire show, which is just interesting, you know. But anyway, should we go into situation?
You're talking about the situation.
With Sammy and Ronnie, we know we're in for it, right? We know, yeah. Like, this is it. The wick was just lit, you guys. And now, and I know a lot of people can complain about it. Get ready for 8 or 9 more episodes, right, of just...
Yeah. You guys didn't think the wick was lit in the first episode?
What, when they just looked at each other?
As
probably.
Soon as she said, he looks better than he's ever.
Oh, you're right. Well, you know what? That was playing with the matches around the wick.
Yeah. Because I'm
that
I'm
was like, playing with the matches
Ronnie
around
does
the
look
wick.
Better than he's ever looked. And for a girl, exactly how you said, who's bored.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't into the club scene, please.
Oh. Wait, you guys are talking about Sammy looking at Ronnie now.
Sammy looking at Ronnie, yeah. No, playing with matches around the wick.
And even Ronnie, I was really surprised. He said, you always want to talk about it when I'm drunk, and I always want to talk about when I'm sober.
Yeah, kind of a healthy...
He cares.
Kind of a healthy response, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but so bullshit.
No, I think that they really...
Are you kidding? He is the defense master.
Come in.
I don't know. I really care. I really do think that they are... There's so much more deeper than what we really see.
No, you guys, this is your classic high school boyfriend and girlfriend that dated for 2 or 3 years. That's like the class couple, you know, that's at the cake party fighting. But
and
then Monday morning holding hands.
The whole thing is amplified like 1,000 times.
Probably. But walking to class together, holding hands, I mean, it's totally genuine. And I guess we shouldn't have jumped off the subject that soon, because I also give Ronnie credit for being drunk and resisting her advances at the end, where she was like, I miss you. Of course, she's stuffing her face with something. He's stuffing his face. They're both drunk. And then it's like, I just want to cuddle. And he got up and went to his bed. And I think for a guy in his 20s, that's hard to do. I think when you have a pretty girl that you're attracted to, or, you know, I'm assuming he's still attracted to her, coming on to you like that, that's tough.
Off the show, do you guys think that their relationship would work?
No. And it would not work. And the problem is, this is my take on it, is that she is the one that's more deficient of the two, like much, much worse off. And I agree with you, Kevin. Give Ronnie credit for, in the middle of being drunk in the club, saying this really coherent, healthy thing. I don't want to do it now. You want to do it when I don't want to do it, and I don't want to do it when you want to do it. So that's our problem. Wow, an amazingly clear moment of clarity there in the middle of everything.
And then he resisted her coming on to him.
And then to resist that too, knowing that, okay, he could do it, but because she is so unhealthy with her whole half of the relationship, he's healthy enough to say no. But because of how the cycle that she puts things in, and how negative she is, I don't think it would work at all. She's got to work on herself before she can have a relationship successful with somebody else.
You know what I think? You know what it could be? I think he could be taking tips from Pauly D. And then B, I think the roommates just in general know, okay, we've dealt with the situation. We don't want to deal with it, so we have to diffuse it before it gets big. And so, because Vinny was talking to him throughout the night of like, dude, don't
do it. Just don't want
it.
Yeah, I don't want.
And so I think he might have given him some pointers of like, dude, don't just say you don't want to talk about it now.
But he's strong enough. So it was more of a wise decision to say, you know what, I know if I get in bed with her, it's going to. It's going to create World War III, which we're going to have anyway. But we put it off an episode at least.
And Vinny, he's totally different now too with regard to the thing, because you know he said he was over it last season, and I mean with all these guys have said they're over something, but Vinny's the one I believe. And so in this episode, he doesn't tell Ron, hey man, I know it sucks, it's hard how you feel. No, he just said, I'm not putting up with you fighting. And then at lunch the next day, he tells Sammy, you suck to go out with. You know, he's over it. He's not trying to fix it. He's just telling him what it is.
Horrible. But by doing that, he's diffusing it. He doesn't want to deal with it. And so in many ways, part of that is, okay, the quicker I diffuse it, the better it is, rather than have it
Yeah. But you know the difference between somebody trying to you know, fix a situation, or trying to, you know, being concerned about how the person feels. He doesn't care how they feel anymore. He just wants them to stop it.
Okay, and my take on as far as would this relationship work, outside of the show. I believe it would. I believe it would work better. I think Sammy is totally the marrying type. I've said it before. This is why she's struggling with this, because she's not the crazy party girl. She's not. When I look at her, I think of all the girls that I went to high school with. She's the one that, like, would love to have a settled down life that would progress from dating and then the hope chest, the engagement ring. It seems like that's where she wants to be and where she would settle in. She would be negative and bitchy, maybe, and all those things, maybe a little boring. I don't know. But I feel like she's that normal girl. That she's like the typical girl we all went to high school with, and then she's thrust into this situation, and I don't think she fits like J-Wow, like Nicole. Jesse, why are you smiling?
She wants to be fat tits.
Okay, yeah.
She wants to be married with child.
Right.
And she likes the fact that she can say, when I was on the shore, that'll give her the attention of a smaller group of people.
Yes.
And she'll be the star of a smaller group of people.
Right.
But Ronnie won't be out doing all these different things because he doesn't have to impress anybody in front of a kid. 100%.
Now, that's probably is. You probably just spoke to her future right there. Do we do situation or go to commercial?
Let's do situation.
Okay. So talking about the situation, and they just flashed up on screen. Jesse, you're shaking your head in the booth. When he was getting the girl was given, I think, oral sex.
What did they call it?
Or Brittany.
Do you remember, Phil?
They call it a blow pop.
A blow pop.
That's what he was saying. He was.
Oh, okay. We were like, I was like, Phil, we were in the screening room. We're like, what is that?
Well, he kept saying.
Yeah, they beeped it out, but called it a blow pop.
Oh, that's what it was, because I thought he kept saying like pop, 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 pop. Yeah, like every
right.
Two, like,
no, blow
what
pop.
He saying?
He said, you get a little, you do a little, you get something that you could blow, and then we do a little pop, and that makes a blow pop.
Okay. So we see him creeping around. He's lighting fuses all like he always does. He's gossiping. He's
in rare form, as Ronnie would say.
He's Jesse, we talked about this. He really is a yenta. I mean, he's very like a mother hen type. I mean, he's just.
Well, it's great. Good thing you came to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God! Like when you talking about when Snooki went to sit with him.
No, when reality,
but she didn't even come to him. He was in there waiting for her to get off the phone.
Yeah, that's
right. All his thing is psychobabble crap.
It is psychobabble crap. It is.
But he's trying to help. Like, hey, listen, there's no one better at relationship advice than me. Good thing you came.
Yeah, that's what you call the power of suggestion. He's sitting there. He's been around enough girls to know that if you have a certain tone and you have a certain volume to your voice and a certain sound, it doesn't even matter the words you say. They're comforted by that, and then all of a sudden they're wondering, why is your penis inside me now?
Right.
Question. Is this in his book? First off, why am I reading Maria Menounos' Every Guide to Girls? I should be reading Here's the Situation.
Every Girl's Guide to Life, New York Times best-selling book of 9 weeks. You can check it out on Amazon. You can pick up a copy.
But I've read it, and it does not teach the Snooki lifestyle of sleeping all night. And it's certainly
sleeping all day. You mean, and then
yeah.
And then smushing all night. No, yeah. It doesn't.
And it certainly doesn't teach me.
That's gonna be
the
volume
situation.
Two.
Ed, what are you talking? There's a certain tone and things like that. I didn't get that.
No,
I gotta read
book.
Here's the Situation.
Wait, is that? What was the Situation's book about? Was it about that lifestyle? Does anyone know? Jesse, do you know?
I would not pick that book up.
This is really lame of us. Okay, let's get off that. Let's pretend we're
educated.
Well,
we read Snooki's book.
Yes, we did.
Which is great.
We did the novel. But Situation, it's like he was a little more coherent than he was last episode, but he's stirring the pot. He's stirring the pot. We all know, we're not giving anything away. We all know about the fight that is going to ensue between Paulie and him, where Paulie basically, from what we understand, put him in the hospital.
Ronnie,
excuse me. And we see that he's laying down the seeds because he's already the one that told Sammy that Ronnie's having four girls come, right?
Yeah. That was just
so he starts the trouble, and then like he comes in to almost save the day.
But
so
he did it in an amazing way.
So it's almost like he breaks your leg, and then he's the one to set it. You know, he's the one to put a cast on it.
I have a question about that because to me it seems so like. It seems so out of place when he pulled Ronnie aside to share with him, this is from the other episode, about him and Snooki hooking up. I mean, like, okay, obviously we know the Situation tries to plant seeds of dissension and start shit. Okay, I mean, start stuff. He does that. But why you know, that made me feel like it was almost producer-generated drama. Like they told him, look, why don't you share with somebody in the group that you and Snooki are hooking up?
Jesse, I go to you for this.
Do we really think that he's interested in Snooki? Do we really think the situation is genuinely interested in having a relationship with Snooki? No.
I personally think, I understand, like they say, when they say, well, you know, we talk to Leroy from the real world a lot, and he says they go on these shows and this is them put in the situation. I believe that this situation talks to the producers. I believe that he knows what they want, and I believe he planted that. I believe the situation planted that seed. I believe he planted the seed with him getting in the bed and cuddling with Dina.
He said
Ronnie did not care. Did you see any type of inkling that Ronnie cared, wanted to even be sitting out there with him?
No.
It looked like, hey, I'm going to pull you outside. Just keep, no, wait. Let me tell you. And then Ronnie was like, okay.
No, the only thing Ronnie cared about was his friend Snooki. He didn't want her to get hurt by this other asshole.
Well, Situation has said in interviews that part of, he has said in interviews that part of his job is to figure out ways to make it provocative. He's like, you know, you're there and you have no cell phone, you have no TV, and you're in this situation for months and you can't leave. He's like, so you have to really figure out ways to make entertaining television. So whether the producers told him or not, or well, he knows.
I feel he
knows enough to know that these things create moments. But I also think, though, the Stockholm syndrome does set in as the weeks go on. I think he wears down. I think he gets tired. And I think that some of these, like, fires that he starts, I think get far more out of control than he would realize.
And I think here's my new theory, and sort of learning this. I read a huge article on Sally and Sano and this whole season, and they say
it's
not
the show.
And they say it's not produced, or you know, they don't create situations. But at the same time, all the castmates look to Sally Ann as, you know, the real mother hen, and so they have a lot of talks with her during shooting and things like that. And so I think in many ways it could be. I don't think she outright says, like, you know, I think you should do this or you should do this. But I think in her own manipulative way, or maybe not even she doesn't think that, but like, hey, you know, you got feelings for Snooki. You know what? Why don't you tell someone about it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
So it's suggested.
Yeah. And very, very subconsciously put into his mind, you know, as opposed to outright saying, you know, like, hey,
this is what you go
and
do.
Yeah.
And I think he's aware. I mean, in interviews, he's aware enough to know that the different things he creates, whether it's the situation, whether it's GTL stick. So he's creative enough and aware enough to know that he needs to make these moments. I also do think, though, that in him is this kind of a gossip and somebody who's very feminine in that regard, who's, you know, worse than any, you know, high school girl I've ever seen spreading gossip. I mean, he goes from one person to another.
Yep.
Like, hey, did you hear that? You know.
And I don't know if I thought it was very funny, and I don't know if he planned it that way, but in bringing it up to Sammy, he was like, hey, wasn't it funny that Ronnie, you know, did this?
So yeah, he knew what he was doing with that. Right. And that was, like, you know, it just, I was unimpressed with his method. He's so obvious with his, just, you know, his attempt to just stir up stuff.
Yeah, that was the lowest blow I've seen the situation.
Yeah.
Like, it
changed the whole tone of the conversation. That's not even how they were talking. What's it, Vinny, like you said, Phil, had just sort of diffused the thing, and then here the situation comes in and says, you know, this stuff to stir it up, is this wrong? As a matter of fact, you guys named me Ed Hardy. I was going to name myself Ed the Anti-Situation Bowling. That's what I was going to do.
Come on. You don't want to be like that.
What are you guys hating on me? The guys?
Yeah, you know, come on. It's a situation. You and Ian Kaiser so say.
Nobody's going to deny his entertainment value.
Oh,
but,
he's amazing.
I mean, come on.
We need him. But you know what? You know why he's going to get his bell rung. And you know Ronnie, because as we said, Ronnie, like a Sammy, not really built for this. Not an entertainer, so to speak. Just a good-looking guy who's chiseled and lifts a lot of weights, and he's a Guido. But he's not really built for the whole Mr. Showbiz end of this. And that's why, you know, he's not gonna look at this like, oh, that situation being entertaining. He's going to make really situation, and he's going to get his punch to the face. Which, Brandt, argued in Roxy last season with me, and I said for sure, I said Ronnie has got it out for Situation, and he's gonna ring him up. And,
Ronnie,
and of course, I ended up being right.
Ronnie would punch anyone.
No, he had it out for Mike because telling you, and I've gone over this with Maria Menounos many times when we watch a show together, but it's got to eat away at the other characters that Mike and Snooki and Pauly have profited so much. And someone like Ronnie, who's profited so little, it just eats at you. And again, when you're in a house together for all these months, you're deprived of all the amenities of the outside world. All you're doing is drinking. It comes out, right? Don't we see it on The Rivals? Don't we see it on those MTV shows?
Yep.
We just see it. It's the mask falls off. And I feel like, you know, and Situation is making it real easy for him.
Well, I wonder if, because he's already attempted, you know, to go towards Snooki. He made a false sort of advance towards Dina.
I mean, he's...
And so I wonder if it's going to be that snaps Ronnie, the incident with Snooki, where Snooki throws the glass against the wall, or if he's going to try and rekindle... Remember, was it last season, the season before, he tried to bring up the him and Sammy thing?
He probably will. I bet you anything. Yeah, he'll move in on that. He'll definitely be rubbing her back and pretending he's there for her.
Especially if Ronnie starts pushing Sammy away and Situation wants to be the superhero. And
like always, yeah. And only to end up with a neck brace. And I predict, yeah, the whole team, it's going to make them all closer. Classic dysfunctional family. I guess we're silent on that. Okay, last thing is Situation's face during his blow pop.
Let's just skip over
that. You want to skip over
that? That was disgusting.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That just seemed very enjoyable.
Let's go to commercial, and then we'll do predictions for next week.
I'm gonna drop off, go back to my real job here.
Right.
Thank you guys for letting me call in. I appreciate it. Hopefully I'll be in studio with you next week.
Well, hold on. I wanted to get your opinion. You did Dancing with the Stars when Situation was on it, right?
No, not when Situation was on it. No, I just did the most recent season, and he was not on it.
Ah, balls. What do you think of Snooki, real quick? On Dancing with the Stars.
She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This coming season?
Get off the phone. Get off the phone.
All right, get back to work. We'll talk to you soon. Stay in touch.
You're fired.
Bye, guys.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband? Or your best friend.
The wig.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Yeah, this is DJ Paula D's music. Or no, this is the theme song to the season 4.
So appropriate. Oh, I love it. Okay, can we do the news to this? Nice. All right.
So, with Jersey Shore, we know in 1 week we could have 50 headlines, so I'm just going to kind of bullet point it. Snooki is looking to get married. Gianni, what the hell's his name? How do you pronounce it?
Gianni,
whatever, of 10 months. They're looking to kind of get settled. No more snooking for love. Thoughts?
I think that, by the way, I can't believe we didn't touch it during the show. My God, there's always so much stuff. The fact that Gianni's like, we went a day, you didn't call me. I think that he is a jealous boy, and I think he's trying to lock in his little cash cow.
That's absolutely what
I think. He's trying to lock in his cash cow. I hope she resists it, because the show obviously wouldn't be the same with her married. Although she could probably make a few bucks off the marriage or whatever, but I don't know. I don't see it lasting, and I think she could do better. I don't want her with a guy talking to her like that.
No.
I didn't like that.
Well,
I want better for Nicole.
Fair enough. DJ Pauly D admits that fame makes hooking up no challenge.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
Makes it pretty easy.
Yeah.
Snooki, it says, Italy, you need stronger tanning beds.
Stronger tanning beds? No, she had a bunch of things. I was reading this too. She said they need stronger tanning beds. And what else? More gyms.
Yeah.
I read that.
Just a bunch of stuff that I'm sure she...
And better electricity. Was it more power?
Better electricity.
More power.
I'm sure for Jay Wow, she said, you know, they probably need coffee makers and that crap.
Yeah.
Then the situation in New Jersey, the cops, he landed in some hot water over the cops, but turned out they just wanted his autograph.
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny? And again, another moment. Did you notice when Sammy walked by the police?
Yeah.
Real quick shot, her and Deanna. And she said... She said, like, she knew the laws, like, not, we don't want public disorderly or something. She knew what the law was. It's so funny because of what Snooki went through. Mm-hmm. She said, please walk straight. We don't want. and by the way, you know they're targets, too, for that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Especially just even for the fact that they're American.
Right. It's the first thing. And you know, you're still seeing paparazzi in the back of these shots. Like, they're doing their best to shoot around them. But there's still a hot deal over there.
Oh, well, you saw in the first episode.
Oh, yeah. They were everywhere.
Yeah. They had to, like, do cutaway scenes, and you could just hear the audio of how crazy it was.
Right. And you could kind of see in the background of, like, a photographer running by the window trying to get a shot of them. It's kind of like, ruins it a little bit, but whatever.
That should have been us apprehending.
It should have been us, yeah. No, I know. If we weren't so overwhelmed with work, we had all the info, too, where they were staying, where they were shooting.
Yeah,
we could have totally went in special ops.
I blame Ian Kaiser. Well, speaking of the Snooki/situation, Snooki does admit he got a little bit creepy. Quote, we're just really good friends, and he took my friendship the wrong way. He got a little too creepy. Just a bit.
And I think she's saying that based on how creepy he looked in the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. So, I mean, again, editing makes a big difference, too. I mean, but I still think he's a little creepy. Editing or no editing.
Did you guys know about Snooki's new perfume deal?
Yes.
All right. So Snooki has a perfume deal.
And it smells like cotton candy?
No.
Yeah, that's what I think she said. It's going to smell like cotton candy. That's what she had said.
That's what, it's is called that an Snooki. Attractive smell?
I don't know.
Paris
don't
Hilton
know.
Tried it. Didn't work out for her.
Didn't work. Well, she's, you know, she's also got her second book called Gorilla Juice. Right? No, Gorilla Beach. Excuse me, Gorilla Beach. See, I did my research too, Phil.
Fair enough. I'm just kind of going that again. I'm going down the bullet points.
Yeah, no. And I think, I mean, the book, I don't think we read it. I don't think it was very good. And I don't know how well it sold, but I give her credit for getting out there and doing stuff. And she did also say, she said, listen, I know this gravy train's not going to last forever. So, yeah, I bought a car for myself and my mom, but other than that, I'm saving my money. So when my show ends and the Jersey Shore ends, I'm going to have enough to take care of my family.
Good.
So, yeah. Amen. Hopefully she's telling the truth.
And other than that, you know, the ratings obviously are still amazing.
Even for second week, Phil?
I'm not seeing the second week numbers as of yet.
I know we killed it. Well, let's check in. Let's check next week and see.
Yeah, we'll each week we'll kind of give you
I think numbers. We're going to be fine because it's going to start heating up again.
Yeah, and yeah. I think, you know what I mean, that you're always going to have the first episode and the last episode kind of have the highest, and then, you know, it'll kind of, you know... the reverse of a bell curve for those of you, whatever. It's just,
oh, that's, you know, so many, like, these guys too are so funny. I mean, just like, it's the Vatican, starts with a V. Yeah, Da Vinci painted the ceiling. No, I think it was Michelangelo. I mean, the stuff these guys say, so funny. It's just amazing. You know, I'm so glad that they haven't become really cultured. And I guess why would they, right? We've only poured gas onto them, onto their flames.
Yeah,
their proverbial flames. Not like they, you know, we forced them to be cultured. We rewarded them for their ignorance, so they've only gotten more so. So I love it, man. You couldn't as a like a sitcom writer, you couldn't write lines this good.
But at least they knew. Okay. By the way, Florence and Vatican, so not in the same vicinity, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they knew that. Okay.
No, they didn't know that.
No, that's what I was gonna say. I didn't think they did. I thought you said at least they knew.
No, they didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Anyway, should we go to predictions?
Yeah, let's do that.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
There was a lot of fluff in that. the next week.
Next week, too?
Well, in terms of the previews, it was mainly the biggest blowout that we're going to see. At least we're going to get teased right up until the end, is the situation Snooki thing.
And God, I hope it's not during the credits.
It's going to be during the credits.
Oh, Sally! Why do you do this to me? Yeah, Sammy and Ronnie will unfold. Dina and Polly will probably get a little closer. And situation will be starting more trouble. And probably starting more trouble with Snooki.
I think the fight is over the fact that he told Ronnie
that they hooked up.
Yeah, and have been hooking up.
All right, more to come, but we're excited either way, right?
I'm very excited. Yeah, By the way,
go ahead.
Well, I just want to speak to the fact that you can download us on iTunes,
yes.
So you don't have to always watch it on Ustream, and you can also get us on Stitcher app for on the go.
You'll
but iTunes,
us.
You know what? We were the top podcast on iTunes.
Oh, Jersey Shore was, right.
Yeah, and now we're not, obviously, because we're just coming back. But let's make us number one.
Yeah, no, and we've been so busy here at AfterBuzz with so many other things, projects going on. But no, we need to come back strong. As I said, we all need to get our Ed Hardy on.
We do.
And we need to get some of our girls in here with us. I know Roxy will be back from school soon. And
D-Train's going to join us.
D-Train will be back. I know she did great last week. And also, we didn't talk about... I saw that Sammy and Dina had a commercial.
Yes.
And they both looked very stiff and uncomfortable as well.
But I enjoyed it much more
Sammy,
than Ronnie.
Sammy looked uncomfortable, as I've always said. Dina was a little more... They gave her more the heavy lifting in the commercial. But all right, we'll talk more about it next week. We look forward to seeing everybody.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later,
God, we
bitches.
Are drunk. We can't even get the outro right anymore for anything.
No, too many vodka seltzers.
Well, I am looking to the party later on, so...
Yes, book party. Another book party from me. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Another one.
Buzz you later, bitches. I'm at Pizza in Italy!
Yeah.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.